Erven, paragraph of Mishnah Tes. Shtei chatzeres zolif nemizu. If you have two courtyards, one that's inside of the other, the outer courtyard is the one that is connected to the Rishus HaRabim, and the people on the inner courtyard obviously have a right to walk through the outer courtyard. Erva ha-pnimis velo erva ha-chitzona. If the inner courtyard made an eruv chatzeres, but the outer courtyard did not, ha-pnimi muteres va-chitzona asura. They're two separate courtyards, so the inner courtyard, those people that are there are allowed to carry from their house to their own courtyard, and the outer courtyard, they're asur. That's obvious because they didn't make an Erev. Hachitzon v'lo ha-pnimis. However, if the outer one made an Erev, but the inner one did not, shtein asuros, they're both asur. Why are they both asur? So the Tanakhama held of the following. The reason that it's asur is because the inner courtyard, since those people in the inner courtyard are not allowed to carry, so regel ha-asur bimkoma, so the feet that are asur in their own place, which is the inner courtyard people, because they didn't make an Erev, they can now asur even the people on the outer courtyard. Because since these inner people have a right to walk through the outer courtyard, it's as if they have a certain chelek in the outer courtyard, like they're one of the people that have a shaychus to the outer courtyard, and now one of the people that have a shaychus to the outer courtyard didn't make an eruv with the outer courtyard, and therefore anybody in the outer courtyard is not allowed to carry. It's almost like an in-between stage where we're sort of giving the people that are on the inside, since it's usur for them to walk in their own chatzar, that's going to be the only case where they're going to now usur the people in the outer courtyard. Why? Because they have rishus to walk through, and their rishus now usurs. However, ir v'zola atzma v'zola atzma, if each one makes an eruv, the inner and the outer one, zo muteres bifnei atzma v'zo muteres bifnei atzma. So they're both muter. The inner one, still has a chelek to walk through the outer one, and they didn't make an eruv with the outer one. So the teretz is, again, is because the only time we say that the inner one has a shaychus to asur the outer one is when only the inner one is asur in their own place. That's the concept of regel hasur bimkoma with asur shalo bimkoma as well. Rabbi Kiva osur hachitzona, shadrisas haregel osarta. So Rabbi Kiva says that once you have rishus to go into the and go through the outer chatzar, anybody in the inner chatzar, it's almost as if they are partners and have a shaychus with the outer chatzar. They're like almost like living in the outer chatzar. And therefore, if they didn't make an Erev with the people in the outer chatzar, they're always going to asur the people in the outer chatzar. The inner chatzar, they're okay because they made an Erev. But the outer chatzar, even if the outer chatzar made an Erev and the inner chatzar made an Erev, according to Bikiva, the people in the outer chatzar would not be allowed to carry from their house to their chatzar. Because Drisus HaRegel asurs it. The Chachamim, and the third sheet is the Chachamim, Ein Drisus HaRegel Osar. The Chachamim say that even if the Pnimi, if the people on the inner Chatzar did not make an Erev, and the people on the outer Chatzar did, the Chachamim hold that we do not look at somebody on the inside, even if it's Regel HaSur Bimkoma, the way we look at Drisus HaRegel, Rishus, that the inner people have Rishus to walk through, that has no Chelik whatsoever with the outer people's Chatzar, and the shaychus of who has to make an Erev. They're almost irrelevant. Rishus, me walking through Rishus, if I'm on the inner guy and I have Rishus to walk through the outer guy, that Rishus is nothing, according to the Chachamim. And therefore, even if it's walked through by people from the inner chatzar that did not make an Erev in their own inner chatzar, so it's regel asur bimkoma, they will not asur the outer people's chatzar, because the Chachamim held there's no shaychus to them. The Rav says the halacha is like the Tanakhama. It's like the middle path. That we only say that there's like a connection from the inner to the outer people only if it's asur bimkoma. When it's not asur bimkoma, when it's mutter, then it doesn't asur it. Normally, we go like the Divrei Mekel by Erev, but l'chara, this is different because we're going to see in the next Mishnah, there's a machlokes here, and then you have a Stam Mishnah that goes like the Tanakhama in the next Mishnah.